Hey folks, the Earthlings, welcome to Decoding the Earth, the podcast where we dig deep into the layers of our planet to uncover the fascinating stories beneath our feet and sometimes even above our heads. I'm your host, Raihan Ghani, a geologist and professor here to bring the rocks to life. Each episode, we explore how geology shapes us by shaping the world around us. Ready to decode the Earth? Let's rock. Picture the Galapagos Islands the way Darwin might have seen them. Raw volcanic landscapes, black lava underfoot, salty air, and the life clinging on where it can. In 1835, Charles Darwin stepped into that living laboratory and began collecting evidence that would later help him build one of the most important ideas in science, evolution by natural selection. And now, almost two centuries later, the Galapagos are stirring up another evolutionary controversy with tomatoes. Today we are going to talk about a headline-grabbing claim, tomatoes evolving backwards or reverse evolution. But we'll tell this story the geology way, because on the Galapagos, the rocks aren't just scenery, they shape the rules of survival. What makes the Galapagos so powerful isn't just geographic isolation. It is that the islands are arranged like a geologic timeline. The archipelago sits on a mantle plume like Hawaii. So the Nazca plate moves, new volcanoes build up, and older islands drift away and age. The result is an east-west gradient. The western islands are the youngest and most volcanically fresh, while the eastern islands are older and more weathered. That matters because soil doesn't appear overnight. On very young lava landscape, soils tend to be thin, rocky, nutrient poor, and patchy. In a setting like that, ecosystems are often less developed, and the rules of survival can be very different than an older, more stable islands with deeper soils and richer communities. That island age gradient is a perfect natural experiment for evolution. Here's the new twist. A recent study published in Nature Communications focused on wild Galapagos tomatoes and looked at the defensive chemicals they produce, steroidal alkaloids. These compounds can act like built-in pesticides, helping plants survive hungry insects and other threats. The researchers found something striking. Tomatoes on older eastern islands generally produced alkaloids like modern cultivated tomatoes. But tomatoes on the younger western islands were making alkaloids with a chemistry more like eggplant relatives from millions of years ago, a pattern the team linked to the island's geologic youth and harsher conditions. Mechanistically, this wasn't hand-wavy. The paper traces the shift to mutations in an enzyme called GAM8. And the study explicitly describes a shift back toward an ancestral stereochemical state in Galapagos tomatoes. Even more dramatic, the study notes that changing just 4 amino acids in a single enzyme can flip the molecule's 3D structure from the modern form to the ancestral one. So yes, this is a real data-driven case of a trait shifting toward an ancestral-like state. But should we call it reverse evolution? The phrase is controversial from a simple reason. Evolution has no predetermined forward. There is no universal ladder of progress. There's only survival and reproduction in a changing environment. That environment is shaped very often by geology. So when we say reverse, we accidentally imply that evolution had been marching towards some goal and then backed up. That's not how evolution works. What we can say more carefully is this. Sometimes population can re-evolve traits that resemble ancestral states, occasionally even via similar genetic pathways, when environmental conditions make those old solutions advantageous again. That idea immediately connects to a famous principle, Dollo's Law, often summarized as evolutionary irreversibility. The modern view is more nuanced. Reversals might be rare, constrained, and often imperfect, but post-genomic research has clarified that some kinds of reversals or partial reversals can occur. And the interesting question is how and under what constraints. So reverse evolution is catchy, but it can mislead. A better mental model is evolution can revisit old solution when environments revisit old pressures. And geology is very good at bringing back old pressures. Let's zoom out. Biology is full of what looks like backtracking. Cave-dwelling animals often lose eyes. In Mexican cavefish, research has quantified that vision-related tissues can consume a meaningful chunk of energy, making eye reduction a plausible energy-saving adaptation in nutrient-limited dark cave systems. Flightless in birds is another classic detour. If you live on an island with fewer predators, flight can become more cost than benefit. And selection may favor reduced flight muscles, heavier bodies, and different lifestyles. And then there are the dramatic returns to the sea. Tiktaalik, about 375 million years old, is a famous snapshot near the fish-to-land transition, helping us understand how vertebrates gained the anatomical toolkit to exploit shallow water and eventually terrestrial habitats. But later, multiple lineages went the other direction, land vertebrates returning to marine life, including whales and other marine mammals. Whales are the most famous example. Land mammals that re-entered the ocean and evolved powerful swimming bodies, while still carrying unmistakable mammalian baggage like lungs. That's not evolution undoing itself, it is a new solution built for inherited parts. Now let's connect this to your big Earth history point. Over roughly 3.5 billion years of life history, evolution, including our own, has repeatedly been pushed and redirected by environmental change. And many of the most important environmental changes are driven by geology. Plate tectonics reshaping continents and ocean gateways, volcanism altering atmospheric chemistry, mountain building changing climate and rainfall, sea level change redrawing shorelines, and mass extinctions wiping ecological slates partly clean. So when the Galapagos tomatoes, younger, harsher islands resurrect an ancestral-like chemical defense, it fits the deep time pattern. When Earth changes the rules, life explores whatever moves keep it alive, even if those moves resemble the past. So here's the question I want to leave you with. If the environment reverts to something ancient, can organisms revert too? Sometimes partially, if the genetic developmental machinery still exists and can be retuned. That's one reason revolution debates often focus on whether pathways were lost entirely or merely silenced and repurposed. But Dolo's original intuition still matters. Even if a trait returns, it rarely returns exactly. History leaves fingerprints. Evolution is constrained by what survived in the genome and by the detours taken along the way. The Galapagos tomatoes may be one of the clearest modern examples of how small molecular changes can make evolution look like it is running backward, when it is really doing what it always does. Adapting under pressure on a planet whose geology never stops moving. Thanks for listening to Decoding the Earth. If you enjoyed this episode, follow the show on your favorite podcast app, leave a rating, and share it with a friend who's fascinated by how evolution keeps reinventing solutions to survive on a changing planet. Until next time, stay curious. A special thanks to Professor and Geologist Nahid Ghani for directing and producing this podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and follow us on social media to stay up to date on all things geology. See you next time on Decoding the Earth.